All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, you might as well jump, because we got a lot to jump to this morning. Say good morning to everybody out there as, once again, South Florida getting a lot of the news. Yesterday, matter of fact, I was on the phone with Woody yesterday. We talk all day. We not only talk here, but we talk during the day as well. He says, oh, by the way, just came out. They just put Tua on the IR. He'll be out at least the next 4 games. And so we hit with that. And then, of course, last night you heard the news. Shohei Ohtani, 48-48 now. You just hit a home run early in the game last night. Gets his 48th home run. He's got 48 stolen bases and a couple of games left here. So just keep swinging from your rear end there, Shohei. Just keep swinging, man.
Hey, when he hits one, though, he makes sure he gets it out of there.
Oh, no, when they're gone, they're not like you're going to see if this one's going to clear the fence or not. Is this going to – no, he –
yeah, he got his money's worth on that one. 2 more against that team, man. I'm going to try to make it out there on Thursday. They got a 4:40 start on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a good
Tickets
time.
Tickets are quite cheap for that. You know,
by the way,
considering the circumstances,
but Woody, I don't know. I know you're in a collectible business, and it is funny. Isn't it funny? You were just talking about relationships and meeting people that now know you're into it. And I was thinking about this last night, and people come up to you, go, "Hey, man, I collect cards too. Like, it's a hobby. I get it, man. It's something you do as a kid, and you're into." I don't know. There's probably a majority of us out there wish that our parents would have kept our cards when we moved away, or we would have taken better care of our cards when we were kids. And huge fans, and especially the baseball cards, because the baseball cards when I was a kid, there's really nothing else. Nothing against football cards or nothing against any other sport. But it was really baseball when I was growing up. Baseball cards, man. Wanted certain ones. Kept going to get the bubble gum cards, you know, as you were checking out at the grocery store, and hoping it wasn't about that old rotten piece of, felt like it was 9-year-old piece of gum. It was about, were you going to get one of those special cards? Harmon Killebrew, Rod Carew, were you going to get one of those guys, man? One of the cool guys, Richie Allen, one of those guys, you know. I just threw out some random names of cards I remember. And but now, man, it's big stuff. So I got to ask you, back to what I was going to talk about. What's that 50th home run worth if you were to catch that?
I knew you were heading that in that direction.
You knew that, right?
I did know you were doing that. God, man, people are spending obscene amounts of money on memorabilia like that. I would have to think just
the team would want it,
because I think $100,000.
Really?
Something probably like that. I mean, you got to think, man, this guy.
Well, he's going to get the 50 stolen bases. He can get those basically anytime.
So when he hits the 50th, like, again, he's going to be, when his career is all said and done, one of the best to ever play, right? So he's got that
he will
going
be,
for him,
yes,
right? Like that's a big deal that he's got that going for him. So the question would be, like, if you did catch something like that, do you save it?
Well, first
and
hold of
all, on to it
you
and
realize
it
the Dodgers,
value, but
you realize Dodgers are going to try to give you that special VIP package and sign 16 bats and 20 balls and come take some pictures with Shohei here in Miami before he leaves. And I hope everybody out there says no thank you.
Yeah, no. that would be
hell no.
By the way, they've done that, man. I've heard stories. There's a guy here that was involved in one of those
That's right.
Those home run balls, the judge ball. And they got the better of the Yankees got the better of that situation.
They did. Those guys are so excited to get a few things signed and the picture after the game.
They forget the fact that the ball's worth a few hundred grand. So if Ohtani ends up being what he is now, like, I mean, Joe, he's going to be one of the all-time greats. So
he will be, but his career, unfortunately, you know, he won't. He played a lot of his career in Japan.
Yeah,
but he's been an all-time type player.
So I don't know. If I caught something like that, I'd probably hold it. Wait until he gets into the Hall of Fame, all that good stuff, right?
So you want to hear another crazy one? This just is small. It's not a big deal. But the Dodgers been around for a while now. I think I saw last night the most home runs hit were 49. I didn't see who it was, but I just saw the number 49. So he's sneaking up on being the all-time single season home run leader as well. So yeah, man. If you see me out there Thursday with Woody. And I might have a glove, my old glove that's
sitting
about 40 years old.
Outfield.
Yeah, my old softball glove, and I'll have it there if I do.
Hey, man, not a bad ball to catch last night. That thing's got to be worth a pretty penny, right?
I don't know. Woody, I swear I asked you. I have no idea. It's a couple away, but...
Yeah, I would think, and you know, the cool
48 ball now is what they call it.
You can get it authenticated at the game, right? Make sure that you got the right ball. They put a little sticker on it. And you get that thing authenticated. But, yeah, don't take whatever they're offering. Don't take it unless it's got a big duffel bag of cash.
We're sick puppies, man. We're sick puppies.
But you know what? Ohtani's got enough money. He can fork over a little cash, too, if he really wants the baseball.
Oh, apparently after he gave the guy next to him, he didn't know it took like $16 million from him.
Yeah, the guy was gambling millions, and he had no idea. So like,
How long you been doing that? I thought we were going to go out and have some Japanese food together tonight. What the hell are you doing, man? Why were you late? You're taking more of my money.
Yeah, I'd settle for a night at the blackjack tables with.
Yeah, wow, or that, or place a few bets. Too many bets. Anyway, as we say good morning to everybody, we do have a lot of stuff going on here. The big news yesterday, and really not a surprise. I got to give Omar was all over it. It was right off the bat that he felt he was going on IR, no matter what everybody said, and it's at least four games. And there's a lot of different parts. It's Seattle, if you're wondering. We're at Seattle this week. Tennessee at home. Patriots and Colts on the road. To be really honest, even with Skylar Thompson, they got a chance to win all those games. They just do. Even Seattle, who's 2-0 and off to a nice start, won in overtime last week against New England. Geno Smith's quarterback there. They got great weapons. Matter of fact, I don't know where you put their top three wide receivers, but they're right there at the top. That's a pretty good Njigba and Lockett and Metcalf are all big time wide receivers. So you got a group there, and it's never easy to win in Seattle, and it's a long trip and everything else. But they're going to have a chance, man, and helping Skylar out and putting together a game plan that gives him a chance to have success. So we'll go from there. But I tell you, man, the Tua stuff, and he's going to have time off now, and I'm guessing they're going to tell him, you know, have him rest to start with. I did see it was a five-step before he got back, Woody. I was going to tell you, I saw yesterday it was a five-step. The first one is R&R and rest and then start to work, you know, work back. But he's going to be out. So it's Skylar. So as bad as this thing is with Tua, and I'm not trying to be cold-blooded here in the morning, their ass better be focused in on their new quarterback, Skylar Thompson, now, and getting him as ready as possible, which they will.
And you're right, man. No guarantees Tua comes back this season.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no guarantee that that happens.
I think he's back. Don't you think he's back for the second half of the season?
I do, Joe. I'm
not a doctor.
And if I was betting on it.
I'm about 20 years short of education from those doctors.
If they came out and they said, we're not going to be able to clear him this year, I also would not be shocked.
Oh, I would.
He's
out for the year.
Certainly would not shock me, right?
He's out for the year. Oh, Lord.
Well,
I know it's a bad one. I get it, man. I get it.
If it happens again.
Yeah, but once he passes all those tests,
I know. But if it
the unknown
again,
of the brain, what are you going to do? Like the smartest men in the world, the best neurologists in the world will tell you, I don't know what the What's going to happen down the road?
I'm not trying to put a negative spin on this, but
if things go poorly, you put a negative spin on.
I'm trying to be realistic here, but if things go poorly in the next four games, you know, do you rush to bring the guy back anyway? Like,
Knowing what you got down the stretch of the season? I don't think this team is going to be real sensitive to rush. Can you imagine the bad PR this team
gets?
Yeah, which
is why, again, I can't tell you for sure. You can't either, right, this morning that he comes back for sure this year.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, decision's not going to be made. We need to stop with the coaches aren't making this decision. The decision, they're going to go, okay, we're dumbass coaches. All we've done is X's and O's. So we're not in your field of being a doctor or a specialist for the brain. You tell us. And I'll give you one better. What doctor, to your point, is going to sign off? What neurologist, independent, top-notch neurologist in this country is going to go, I signed off. I think two is good to go, knowing how violent that sport can be and you can't control. He can't control his right tackle, gets beat right away, and the guy hits him from behind, hits him in the helmet, hits him in the head.
Hey, good thing we were more worried about that offensive line than Chris Greer.
Well,
remember when he made that comment?
You were bothered by that yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, well, remember when he made that comment?
I do.
And then, you know, though I told you when he made it, I said, boy, this thing could age very poorly here for Chris if the offensive line ends up stinking. And what are they, 31 out of 32 or something right now?
What?
In their grade, the offensive line, I think they were like second to
last. I didn't see the grades.
Yeah, they were like, they're way down there, man. But yeah, man, Chris, I guess it's not not all fun and games, huh?
Hey, you know one thing working with you, I've noticed, man, when it comes to a little grudge, and by the way, I'm pretty good myself.
I don't dislike Chris. He seems fine. He seems like a nice guy from all you say, but like. When are they going to turn this thing around? Like 24 years of missing the playoffs, this season's off to a disastrous start. I mean, you can't tell me you think this is going to be the year. I mean, right now,
no.
This thing looks bad, man.
Hey, unknown of your quarterback is not exactly how you wanted to start your season.
You gave the guy a monster contract. You gave all these other guys contracts, and the team's not very good.
The game he was having, second game, was with nothing to be proud of.
They almost lost to Jacksonville in the opener.
Yeah,
they don't get a fumble. They don't get a lucky fumble in that game. They're 0-2.
You don't have to call it lucky. You could say it was a great play.
It was a great play.
That's
but
all. Just go.
It was a very fortunate play. Put it that way.
You got, and right now, you know, we're going to be talking about Skyler and how he plays on Sunday, and I understand that. We should be talking about the best players taking over some games. That's what we really should be talking about. We should be talking with the haves, not the have-nots, but the haves and how they play. We need to be talking about the five or six or seven guys that need to have an impact on these games. We need, when the game's over, to go, man, he was the best player in the game. He was the best player in the game. Got plenty to work with, got a lot of speed, and we got to get the big plays back like they were able to get in that first game and get them back, and they disappeared against Buffalo, who did a great job defensively, and get this thing rolling in the right direction. By the way, haven't even hit this, but did anybody out there see the story that Clemson and FSU apparently trying to get back together with the ACC and patch that little bad blood up over money? And like, hey, you know, it just reading it last night, and Woody, I'm sure there's more to it, but like, hey, you know, we really don't want to leave, but we want to work some things out. You know, we think we're the big brand, and we still feel like we're one of the best brands and for this conference to have success. Can you just look at some things financially where we potentially get more money compared to some of the other teams in the ACC? And yeah, it looked like they're kind of running back a little bit, doesn't it, after everything, and Florida State sitting there with one of the worst teams in the ACC.
The worst team in the ACC, not even close. Yeah, man,
that story came out yesterday, and that thing
was absolutely bizarre. Like, they think, you know, they're entitled to more money than, you know, the Miamis or North Carolina.
Would you consider revenue sharing?
Like, are they nuts? Hey, man, you know what? Those other schools shouldn't even blink. I would tell FSU, keep going with your lawsuits, do what you got to do. Get out if you can. No one wants you anyway. I think, by the way, I think they finally realized that.
What?
That the Big Ten and the SEC aren't breaking down the doors to try to get them in their conference.
I'm guessing that they know that, yeah, and probably know that this thing is locked tight.
Yeah.
And they know they're not getting out of it. And they're going, wow.
Even if they did, what do they want to go to the Big 12? That's probably their only option.
And maybe we need to work on this thing a little bit more. And
I think the SEC
we need to
looks
take care
just
of,
fine right now, right?
Before we start looking at everybody else's family, maybe we ought to look at our own first and get some things worked out there.
But can you imagine, like, when that meeting happens and they go, hey, Miami, hey, North Carolina, we know you guys got huge national brands, but Florida State and Clemson, we got to make them happy. So we're just going to give them more.
No, I agree. Hey, listen, we're going to go to break. We've just teased you with that one. Yeah, I just thought it looked like somebody came running back. Somebody kind of, can we have a meeting with you? Mr. Commissioner, can we have a meeting? I know we kind of stirred it up last couple of years, but we think we can all work together here. We think it's okay. All right, I'll tell you who else is okay every day, and that is your South Florida Chevy dealers. Good morning to those beautiful, big, comfortable Suburbans and Tahoes. Can't wait here in a couple months to catch myself a 2025 Tahoe. I can't wait for it. And that midsize Traverse, just fantastic across the board. The Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, or smaller SUV, so much style and substance. I always tell people this. When you go to look at their Blazer, smaller one, take the kids. The kids will tell you, like, ooh, that's cool looking. Or they'll go, ooh, that's ugly. Well, they're going to be doing a lot of that's cool looking when you go to your South Florida Chevy dealer. Silverado trucks, man, our number one selling durable, strong Silverado trucks, whether it's a full-time working truck or you're just a truck guy and got a truck family, we got you covered, man, with a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Man, when it comes to best overall products, this is it for your South Florida Chevy dealer. This is the best they've ever had, man, across the board. Convenient locations all over South Florida. And qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, hot truck, Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models as well. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I got to tell you, Woody, yesterday it was rain like hell in Dade County. Went to Broward, played tennis. No problem. Never closed. I don't even know if it rained up there.
It didn't rain by me. I don't know where you were in Dade, but...
Well, when I went outside the building, it was...
Okay.
It was not great, and then going on the way home. Then some hits, man, right on the boundary there. Broward.
You probably should have stayed after. You know, we had a meeting here and everything. You stay late, you would have missed the rain.
You had meetings?
You know, you're not a team player. Are we
Will you stop? I really don't want to be in meetings, though. I don't like to meet to meet, like if it's something we need to go over.
Yesterday was fun. So so the Panthers actually came by yesterday. And I know you're not on Twitter, but I sent out a picture. Stanley was in our meeting, you know, the Panther mascot. Yeah. And he was sitting in one of the chairs. He had his feet up on the table. And so I took the picture of him on the table, and it looked like, you know, you ever seen the SportsCenter commercials?
Yeah.
Where the mascots are walking around, kind of looked like that. It was funny.
By the way, speaking of that, Paul Maurice, head coach of the Florida Panthers. Wow, has his life changed? It's incredible. He's won a zillion games, been coaching forever, comes here and goes to the Stanley Cup Finals, loses against Vegas, comes back the next year, and he is a Stanley Cup champion. And we got entertained with a great product. The core is back together. And so he's going to join us. By the way, they open up camp tomorrow. So what do you say to your guys when you come back? You go, well, guys, we went to the finals 2 years ago, and we won it all. So, I mean, what do you say to them now? Let's get ready to do it back to back. It's hard. It's hard to win back-to-back, but they got that core of guys. They're special dudes. There's no question about it. Getting Reinhardt signed, I wasn't sure if that was going to happen coming off a friggin' career year. From start to finish, by the way. Winning goal in Game 7 ends up being the winning goal, 2-1. And just the regular season was phenomenal. Just, man, goals throughout the playoffs. My God, he was just incredible. And they find a way to sign him, get him to wanted to come back. And you've got the whole core together again. So let's see what happens. And
so Edmonton is favored to win it all slightly over the Panthers, if you were betting today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
They're thinking Edmonton goes the Panther route, right? You lose in the finals, come back, win the finals.
Well,
Hey, Edmonton's got some star power over there.
They
man.
Do. They I saw do. They signed. What was the guy's name? They signed that was that disappeared. Kind of their number two guy,
Leon.
Yeah,
Dreisaitl. Yeah,
he
did have a rough final.
I think they got him another contract. I think I saw that the other day. Adam Beasley's going to join us this morning, and from NFL Network, Brian Baldinger will join us, and we'll talk to Mr. Mayonnaise and get going on that here this morning as well.
Ask him what he thinks of the Dolphins O-line. That's Baldy's bread and butter, right?
I know, man, but like,
I don't care. I'm not.
I know, but like,
guy,
like,
but
like, I love like just, if you're gonna pick one reason, they're 1-1.
No, that's not it. And I don't. Again, I'm not offensive line guy, but like Chris wants to make those comments, you know, right before the season starts. You guys are more worried about it than I am. Ha ha ha. And it's like, well, you know,
so
things look really bad.
So I just. You know, anytime a coach goes out of his way when they see me, and usually when I see coaches, if they haven't heard or they usually hear stuff, everything. And by the way, usually, as I find out doing radio for all these years, everybody gets most of their stuff secondhand, and that usually means there's not exactly what you said. It's close, but you know, whatever somebody wants to add on, the guy was getting after you or... No, we weren't talking about your coaching. We're just talking about the talent you have that you're coaching or stuff like that. But when you go out of your way to make, I mean, there's no reason for Chris to say it. Yes, you're right. Like, and he said Mike and I are sitting back kind of laughing and, you know, kind of like, I don't know why you got, and he said it twice, I know. And like you guys, and I do get it when those guys, because Chris and Mike watch tapes and evaluate every guy individually and how good they are and all that stuff. So my big thing is not the talent of the offensive line wasn't when it started. They got really good players. Problem with it is they got a bunch of guys, they're always injured. That's the problem. Isaiah Wynn, we re-signed him. He's hurt. And, well, we got him on the cheap. No. I get tired of hearing that one, too. We got him on the cheap. I know, but you still like to have him. Even if he's playing on the cheap with a lot of incentives, you still want him, you know, to be able to play and go to camp. And so I don't know when Isaiah Wynn, who was really, really good for the handful of games that he played last year. But by the way, this has been his history, and I like Isaiah Wynn. I like him. I think Bill Belichick liked him when he played for him, but he was always injured. And now we're finding out Teron is day-to-day, who's really good when he plays, man. Teron Armstead is really, really good when he plays. And, hey, more this game than ever. I hope he can play. And by the way, the guy next to him, Robert Jones, gotten a lot better. He's injured. I hope he can play. Both those guys went out with a shoulder and couldn't finish the game. So, and I get it, man. I get injuries are part of it. But when you got a history of it, you know, it does. Are we going to end up this year playing with the 6th, 7th, 8th, and even 9th offensive linemen again? It was a great story last year, but that doesn't mean I want to go through it every year. So, anyway, now you got me going on that whole friggin' topic. Are you happy?
Well, text already, man, with Chris Greer this morning. You know, no GM would have a job right now with the record Greer has. Look, I don't. It is what it is, right? You know, I don't care about firing him right now.
So
it's like the third week of the season. I don't know how this thing's going to shake out, but I'm guessing he's not going anywhere, right?
No, he's not going anywhere, but I just would like to see how this – I've already got everybody telling me how this Skylar Thompson thing's going to work out over the next 4 weeks. I understand.
Man, you can hope for the best, right? All the Dolphins do is sell hope.
So I would like to think that Mike, who's done a good job of getting a lot out of Tua, can take Skylar's style and – find a way to make it work with a game plan that's perfect for him to give them a chance. And by the way, it can't just be about Skylar. This whole thing with all these quarterbacks, you know, this goes back to Bryce Young. I heard everybody going, this is not Bryce Young. It's everybody around him. This is coaching. This is the players not giving a guy a chance. Like, we need a running game. We need a defense to get some takeaways and get us a short field. And I mean, it's 11-on-11 game, and I get it. Quarterback's the most important position. There's no question about it.
Yeah, but the Dolphins are supposed to have a talented team, though. You're talking about the Panthers, like with Bryce Young. The Dolphins are supposed to be a contending team. That's why they shelled out all that money.
All right. So can you give it? They're 1-1.
Yeah, we'll give it some time, sure.
They got the soft part of their schedule.
Yes, they do.
Coming up.
Yes, they do.
They do. I mean, you look, if you've been watching the games and had a chance to sit home and watch them with the Dolphins, you know, losing on Thursday night, so you had the weekend to watch, you're going, okay, Seattle, I mean, they'd go overtime to beat New England. They got problems up there. If you've been reading their stuff, they're like, their old offensive line's struggling. Our D-line, not deep. Tennessee has looked terrible. That quarterback, he's taking stupid pills. I don't know where they're selling them. Maybe he got some from me earlier or something, but he's just making some – literally going down and flipping the ball up like he's playing quarterback for the first time. And then, you know, you got New England up there. You got the Colts. Colts, by the way, their quarterback, he makes some great-looking throws, and then he just – he plays like a guy that didn't play a lot of football last year that still looks like a rookie with all that athletic ability. So you got some chances, man. You got to play well, but you got a chance. And then, you know, you got some more games that are coming up. The Rams are beat up and the rest of it. But, you know, you can't worry about everybody else, man. They just need to play a lot better than they're playing. No question about it.
I just think the problem becomes, like, how do you settle with fans that are, you know, upset that the product looks the same every year regardless? Like, there has been constants in the front office. Like, at some point, you know, you got to mix things up a little bit, right? Like, clearly what they're doing is not working.
Well, so,
and I hope, Joe, I hope there's some, you know, crazy turnaround. I really do, but
I think, you know, I've told you, because everybody's asked me, did Chris get an extension? I said, usually if a head coach gets an extension, I'm guessing the GM gets an extension too. They're working well together. Chris always makes sure it's Mike and Chris and Mike and Chris. So
that's still, like, that doesn't mean that they can't, even Mike too, like, that doesn't mean that they're, you know, cemented in their position or anything. It just would be more money that Ross would have to eat, which seems like he's eating a whole bunch of it right now.
You know what, though? If you don't mind before the Debbie Downer,
I know, let's get to week three.
Shit that you're doing again today. I know, man. You've just been, you came in a little down and out again on me today, man. So anyway, 1-1 going to Seattle, and let's see if they can be more competitive than they were in that last game and have a chance to win. I still don't know. I'm still not sold on Buffalo. I got everybody now. I hear all these national guys going, but watch out for Buffalo. And I'm like, man.
You better hope Buffalo's good, bro.
I just don't.
Well, after what they did to us down here, you better hope they're good.
Why? Why is that?
They just waxed us down here.
I know they did.
So you better hope they're a good football team.
I hope they lose some games. I'm not. I actually hope they're what I think they are, actually. This exact opposite.
Well, what would that say about us?
Well, it said we weren't very good in that game. And, by the way, the surprise, defensively, what they did to us, that was the surprise. And, honestly, you turn the ball over three times, you give them, you can't convert on fourth down. You had some bad penalties. I mean, that's a combination and one's a pick six. Those are bad numbers, man. Those are bad, bad numbers for sure. All right, tell you what some good numbers are. When you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, you're dealing with ED and low T. And whether your energy level is low, and there's a lot of guys out there that, and by the way, guys, I've been amazed. Guys are pretty open about, you know what? I have been tired a lot. I've noticed. You start to notice when you go, man, I just don't have the energy. Even when I, you know, play my favorite sports or stuff, I just don't feel like I'm working hard, but I'm just not. I guess I'm just getting older. Well, you are getting older, but low T starts kicking in your late 30s, early 40s. You know, you start doing 2% a year on your levels, and you get to your 40s, 50s, 60s. Sometimes it's earlier. It hits hard for guys in their 40s and 50s. I got hit hard in my 60s. Boy, and I'll tell you when I did. It wasn't just low T. It was full-blown ED, too, man. My sex drive was gone. My wife got – I love this woman. She's making excuses for me. I said, man, I know what I have. I got to go get it fixed. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you, man. Thank you. I'm laughing at myself right now, but I will tell you, the reason I'm laughing is because we got to fix, and quickly with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They got great treatment, success rates well over 90%. You can schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes a medical consultation with a Florida-licensed medical provider, a T, and a PSA test, so check everything out on you. And the professionals over there will give you a game plan, and you decide what you want to do. But if you're sitting at home embarrassed and going through this and constantly tired and going, wow, this is really sucks. I'm so exhausted by the weekends, I don't want to do anything. And then the other part of it is, the ED. And, boy, they run together, folks. ED and low T are hanging out a lot these days for men out there. So six locations throughout South Florida. You're going to have great results. I'm telling you right now, I did. I know you will. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMansClinic.com.
All right, we've got two chances for you this week, today and Friday, for you to win an autographed Frank Gore jersey along with a meet and greet and photo op. Keep listening for details on how you can win. Jerseys are courtesy of Sinbad Sports at the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets to meet Frank Gore and get an autograph. Just go to SinbadSports.com.
All right.
Stuff coming up in our memorabilia community.
A lot of good stuff. Frank Gore and Mark
Super Duper.
Super Duper, yeah, which, man. By the way, Dupe did tell me yesterday that the honey, somebody had taken the name Super Duper Honey. Because Dupe had his name changed when he was playing. By the way, you got to be really good when you change your name from Mark Duper to Mark Super Duper, right?
What do you mean he changed his name?
He put Super in there, like legally.
That's his legal name? His middle name is Super?
I think
it's awesome. I didn't know that.
I'm like, damn, brother. You got to be really good before you
At least he was good. I saw, like, what's the guy we just cut who changed his last name?
Chosen?
Rob. Yeah. You can't change your name to Chosen if you're not very good.
I always wonder when a guy changes his last name. It's kind of a...
Yeah, like, but you stuff. Change it to Chosen when you're like a fringe practice squad player.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So Mark actually put that in his name. That's awesome.
I think I have to look it up, but I think I remember he changed it from Mark Duper, and then like
he went to the court and was like, I got to put the Super in there. I like
Super.
That.
I think we got Super Duper Kid too. I think we got a Junior in there. Maybe he's the best. I got to tell you, folks. Just some guys, and you see them, and we look at each other, and we just start laughing because. He's a fun-loving guy, man. That's all I'll say. He was a fun-loving guy. He enjoyed. You know my favorite Dupe story? Because my favorite story is, so the team, I was on IR with my shoulder. And sometimes the coach wants you to travel, and sometimes you didn't. So anyway, he says, you know, want you on the trip. So I was on the trip, and so I'm sitting in there, and I'm waiting for everybody to go out of the locker room. I was going to eat some of the food in the back there, you know, while they're out. I mean, I can't. So anyway, the whole team goes out for the start of the game and introductions and stuff. And I hear Duke in there with the doctor and the trainer. And they're working them. I mean, they're working them hard about playing. He goes, no, my ankle. I can't play. And they're going, no, you're fine. Just take this needle a little bit, and so come to find out, Dupe hated needles. Like, I didn't know, because the whole friggin' team was taking needles. So I'm watching this with the doctor, who's no longer with us, who was just a bad guy. They're working him. And I'm going, so now I'm curious, is he going to break down and play? Is he going to break down and do it so he can go play? And he goes, no, I can't play. And they're like, he goes, man, I'm the fastest man in football, and if I can't run, I can't play. And they're working him with that great old school doctor's like, look it, I promise you, it won't get any worse if you just do this for your ankle. And I give Dupe credit, man, because I would have caved. Like, I know. But thanks for telling me that. But, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I'm going to do it. Dupe didn't do it. So now they all run out on the field, and they got to go tell Shue. So that's the other thing. Now you got to tell Shue, well, by the way, Dupe's not going to play. And meanwhile, you know Shue's is thinking he's going to play. So – they're going, well, we got to go tell Coach Shula you're not playing right before the game. And he goes, well, I can't play. I mean, coach knew during the week, my ankle, I can't run. Well, you know, no, I don't want to hear about that needle. So now they're going out, and Dupe's just kind of sitting there, man. And listen, man, it just puts, look, we're not doctors. I know this gets back to the whole thing. We're not doctors. We don't know. When a guy tells you, hey, just take this needle. I promise you, it won't get any worse. There'll be no damage. You'll probably be back to 100% by next week. You know, and they're working you, man. They're working you. And that doctor just wants your ass out on that field because you make a difference. If they can get you back and he hits the right spots and you don't feel any pain. And Dupe, man, So now they're gone, and I walk over to them with a hot dog in my hand. I go, hey, that was strong, man. I listen to the whole thing. I go, that was one of the strongest things I've ever heard. You did it, man. He goes, no, man, I can't. You know, now he's telling me this. I couldn't play. There's no – and they worked him. Woody, it was a two- or three-on-one, like the trainer and the doctor working him. And like, no, dude, you know, no, we understand, and – you're so important, but I promise you, this needle, just inject it into that ankle, and it won't be, like, you'll be able to run, and there'll be, like, it's not going to make it any worse down, like, that was a great line, right? Take the needle. We promise you there'll be no damage long term. So anyway, that was an interesting one. That's old school. That's an old school one. And then I always loved this one with the doctor. He was great at this. What a piece of crap. He go, okay, well, I've got to tell Coach Shula this. Like, okay, I'm injured. Go tell him. He knew all week. I'm injured. Dupe was strong, man. He was super duper that day. So anyway, Clayton goes out and has this crazy game. It didn't matter anyway, and we beat. It was a Colts game. I still remember the Colts game. So anyway, I just sharing that with great Dupe stories. So great Dupe stories and what he's overcome with cancer and everything else. But yeah, that was old school, man. And now we're a lot different, obviously, in the medical field. And we'll see on this Tua stuff, folks. We will see. I have no idea. I know everybody wants to know. And do we have any other plans at quarterback? No, we've got Tyler Huntley as the backup. He's on a crash course because if Skyler goes down, hey, Tyler, you may not know that much. And by the way, I don't think Mike's offense is really easy to learn. Like, I'm guessing Tyler Huntley, who's down here, is spending very little time with his family and spent a lot of time trying to catch up as quickly as possible so that you're covered under this. But as far as the Tua Tagovailoa thing goes here, as we get ready for the 7 o'clock hour, he's going to miss at least the next four games. There's a bye week in there as well, so it gives him an extra week. And it is at Seattle, Tennessee at home, and then back on the road against the Patriots and the Colts. So that's where you are. And he'll be eligible to come back. Eligible, because you gotta be, if you're on IR, you're out at least 4 weeks. At least, you can be longer. But he would be eligible to come back for Arizona at home in week 8 if they decide that he's ready. But I still have the same question. Who is going to sign off? Is there anybody going to come out there and go, hey, I'm Dr. Such and Such, and I approve this move to let him play again? Boy, I'll bet you keep that quiet if you do it, huh? Because everybody's watching, man. The unknown. You know what's funny? We talk about MCL, ACL, Achilles, Tommy John surgery. You got a pretty good idea when everybody's coming back, right? And going to be at 100%. And we're watching these guys. And the better the athletes, sometimes it's a little faster, a little earlier. But I got to tell you, man, the unknown of the brain is a whole different animal, especially when you've had a few of these. So there is a lot of parts of this thing. All right,
well, which way are you leaning here?
Oh, I think he's back.
Okay,
I think he's back week 8. But again, I struggle to get through Cal cheating. Like, so, I mean, I'm the wrong guy.
Well, I mean, it's just a guess. I mean, it's fine.
I mean, but I can't. I mean, we're talking about another 20 years of education with these guys, man.
It's a scary thought, man, to see him back on the field. Anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. All right, 7 o'clock hour is coming up here, and we've got obviously a lot more stuff to get to. But first, I do want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Boy, I just can't sing. I thought through the years I'd be able to sing a little bit better when it comes to Air Around the Clock. And well, I'll tell you one thing. I do have great news when you talk about the great service you get at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I do like the numbers, man. 35 years, 135 trucks working 7 days a week, man, for all your plumbing problems with absolutely the best plumbers in the business and trained and certified technicians for all your air conditioning problems. Matter of fact, we got full-time people that do nothing but deliver new water heaters. We're the water heater kings of South Florida. And new air conditioning units. We have a warehouse full of them. So we don't have to order and wait a week for them to be delivered and finally get here from another part of the country or world. We got them in stock. Hundreds and hundreds of them. That's what I call great service. Same-day installation is always the goal. We have financing plans to help you out and the best people that work. And yes, they work on Saturday and they work on Sunday. How many times have you had a plumbing problem or an air conditioning problem on a weekend? Seems to always happen that way. Still family owned and operated. Eric going stronger than ever. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but I got to tell you, Eric, He's old school too. Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them over there want to make sure they take good care of you with any kind of air conditioning problem you have and plumbing problem. It is still family owned, and that's the way they run that company. 855-PLUMBER, any kind of plumbing problems or air conditioning problems. You see the billboards and that beautiful little lady. 855-PLUMBER for air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.